From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It is the most intense ground fighting since Israel pulled out last summer. The Israeli army today stepped up its offensive against Palestinian militants in northern Gaza. At least 16 Palestinians have been killed, including militant fighters and some civilians. One Israeli soldier has been killed and two others injured. From Gaza, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The Israeli government gave the green light for mechanized infantry to push deeper into northern Gaza after militants with the ruling Hamas fired new longer-range Qassam rockets this week. The rockets struck downtown Ashkelon, the southern Israeli city, previously thought just out of reach from the crudely made rockets.
Now, with this added range, that city of 100,000 people is within range of these terrorists shooting these rockets.
That's Israeli Army Captain Jacob Dalal. He charges that Hamas militants were busy working for months to improve their firepower, even as they professed adherence to a truce.
While saying that there's a ceasefire, Hamas have been working very intensively and receiving direction from the Iranian-backed Hezbollah to try to improve these rockets. And unfortunately, they're succeeding, and that's very worrisome.
No one was injured in the Ashkelon attacks, but they caused widespread alarm. These longer-range rockets appear to have changed the equation. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert called it a major provocation. So an Israeli operation whose stated original goal was to get a captured soldier back is now an expanding ground operation to try to suppress daily rocket fire. Today, Israeli tanks and armored bulldozers pushed into the northern and western edges of Beit Lahia, a densely populated town in north Gaza. 33-year-old Dr. Imad Sultan runs a health clinic in Beit Lahia. He was describing the Israeli armored push deeper into his neighborhood when an Israeli tank and then militant gunfire erupted nearby.
What is happening here is an invasion for the west side of Beit Lahia. They are using all different kind of weapons, helicopters, tanks, bulldozers.
Kids and other local residents ran for cover. Running gun battles lasted all day. Militant gunmen with Hamas, Islamic Jihad, the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades, and other groups returned fire with rocket-propelled grenades, automatic rifles, and larger caliber machine guns. Nearby, masked militants could be seen carefully placing mines and improvised explosives. Several militants and at least one civilian near Beit Lahia were killed by tank fire today. Taxi driver Abdul Hadi Al-Attar is the uncle of 23-year-old Mohammed Al-Attar, a strawberry farmer in Beit Lahia. Abdul Hadi's shirt is caked with blood. He says he carried his nephew out of the house they share with 30 other family members after an Israeli tank round blasted out windows and parts of a wall. Then shooting, Abdul Hadi says, erupted all around, and he watched his nephew get hit.
Bullets were entering through the window, and it's a lot, targeting the house. And I saw a bullet coming out from his back, out of his chest.
Ambulances couldn't reach Attar's house for nearly 2 hours. His nephew, Mohammed, a married father of two, died en route to the hospital. While Palestinians are bracing for more violence here, the Israeli public is somewhat divided on its government's tough response. Outside a mall in suburban Jerusalem, 29-year-old Eli Hozan says it's high time for tough action, as last summer's Gaza pullout, he says, has only brought more violence and rocket fire.
I don't want to sound like I like blood and I like to kill, but we don't have any other choice. I think Israel must invade Gaza. Unfortunately, I wish we will live in a peace territory, but it's not like that.
But others are calling for restraint and negotiations for the release of 19-year-old Corporal Gilad Shalit. Some Israeli thinkers say refusing to talk and pounding Gaza with tanks and airstrikes is misguided.
It's totally useless, it's cruel, it's stupid, and it will lead to no good end.
Michael Breeson is a leading columnist for the Israeli daily Yeriot Aharonot. He says the government is responding as if all the public wants is toughness, when polls, he says, show that a slim majority want a negotiated end to the crisis.
The public most probably have a better memory than the government because they remember earlier cases where eventually we negotiated and eventually we got most of the captive soldiers back. But we always negotiated, so eventually we're going to anyway. So what's the point in hammering now into Gaza and just causing more hatred and just being inhumane?
The father of the captured Israeli soldier today asked the Israeli government to consider releasing Palestinian prisoners in exchange for his son. Israel reiterated there will be no negotiations. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Gaza.